Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakes, or give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's www.mvpinsure.us. That's www.mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. MarsaliaIns@gmail.com. That's MarsaliaIns@gmail.com. All across the country, parents and children are getting ready to go back to school. I don't know about where you live, but here in our school district, our school system decided to start school the week before Labor Day. And I assume that this move is due to the excessive snow days that we had this last school year. We ended up, I think, 11 or 12 snow days last year. And the district allows for three, with additional three exemptions based on whether it's statewide emergency type, shutting down the highways and schools and stuff like that. So, you know, there would be an additional three exemptions for a statewide emergency type, weather event that would allow for schools to be exempt from having to carry out school an additional day at the end of the school year to make up for the missed days. But yeah, I believe we had 11 snow days, and I think about half of those were statewide emergencies. But they had to pass like a special, the state government had to pass a special measure or something like that, allowing the governor to wipe out all the additional snow days so that, schools wouldn't have to be burdened with being open an additional week at the end of the school year. So it all worked out. But a lot of school districts are in this area are getting to starting school a few days before Labor Day weekend. It was always nice before where, you don't go to school and then you get a 3-day vacation. But I think in our kids' case, it's a 4-day because they'll go Wednesday, half day, Thursday, half day, not go on Friday, the Friday before Labor Day. So they have a 4-day weekend. So they've got two half days starting out to give towards the potential snow days. I guess they're banking days, as it were. But anyway, kids all over the country are getting ready for school. And parents are too. I know my wife is excited about school starting up here soon. So I thought I'd figure a series of podcasts dealing with school, going back to school, maybe some tips, some ideas, save money on school supplies and clothing, safety tips. Just I thought it would be an excellent time to go ahead and do that. So today we want to talk about school bus safety. Now, in amongst getting back into the routine of having to wake up earlier, go to bed earlier, having to shut off devices earlier in preparation for school, another part of the routine for many kids is riding the school bus. And so I found some tips on a website, safekids.org. And if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the landing page, there's going to be a section for Let's Talk Insurance. Click onto that, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today's podcast if you're listening to it the week it's being released. If you can't find it, easy enough, you can just go to our website, again, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand corner, Let's Talk Insurance, go ahead and click through there, and you'll be able to click on the archive or do a search for school bus safety, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. Now, again, I want you to go to our website, go to the blog post for today. I'm only going to share a few tips. I want you to click through to read the entire article from safekids.org about riding the school bus and also as a driver on the road and what you need to remember when it comes to being around school buses. Okay. Now, the first tip that they have here is walk with younger kids to the bus stop and make sure drivers can see you and the children. You know, younger kids, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, 7 years old, they need some help. They want to keep up with the bigger kids, but really, a lot of cases, these kids are no taller than maybe the hood line of a vehicle. Can be very difficult to spot, and especially, walking to school on a misty morning, a foggy morning, little kids would be harder to see. So it's best that you or an adult walks the kids to the bus stop. Now, when we had a bus stop, my son, youngest now, just rides the school bus. School bus comes right up to the end of our driveway. He hops right on, and away he goes. but when we and where we lived previously, there was a bus stop, and there was also always a few moms or dads standing around waiting with the kids just to make sure that everybody's being safe and watching out on the road for vehicles just to keep the kids safe. So maybe you can be one of those parents, maybe you are one of those parents, but not only look out for your kids, but also look out for the other kids too. It's just, you know, common courtesy, being a neighbor, just a good time of being neighborly and friendly, helping your kids and their kids stay safe while waiting or walking to the school bus. And the second tip that they have, or the second tip that I'm going to share here, is teach children to wait until the school bus makes a complete stop before approaching the doors. Very, very important. I've heard of a couple of instances over the years of a kid getting real excited to see this, to get on the school bus, and ends up getting their foot or falling down and getting injured by the school bus because it didn't make a complete stop and the driver didn't see the kid. Something occurred. So definitely make your kids wait until the school bus makes a complete stop before you allow them to attempt to walk on to the school bus. Now, to go along with that, the next tip I wanted to share too is from the article. It says here, teach kids to take 3 giant steps backward before the school bus doors open. at our bus stop, the kids knew about where to be, so they were about 6 feet off the road. They always line their backpacks up so they could go and play in the yard that they wade in, hang out, or they'll play soccer with a pine cone while they're waiting for the school bus. But always the first kid, it was about 6 feet from the road. That may be a little bit close, maybe. So you probably want to be at least 6 feet away, if not more, if possible, to make sure that your kids are safe as the school bus stops. Because, like I said, there have been stories in the news over the years of kids getting their feet crushed or, you know, slipping under the wheels of the bus because they're either too close to the, well, they're obviously they're too close to the road and don't wait for the school bus to make a complete stop before running to it. So having that space between the bus and the kids to allow for that is going to be the best option. And the last tip I want to share with you is, as a driver driving in your vehicle, be aware of the speed limits in school zones and slow down as necessary. You know, when you see, there are a lot of schools that I've seen around here that'll have, when light flashing, you know, speed limit is 25 miles an hour, but otherwise the speed limit is like 50. I see that a lot here in town here. Obviously, there are, you know, slow down signs, you know, school zone type of thing. Other areas I've seen where they may not have the flashing lights, but it is set on the sign, you know, from 8 a.m. to, you know, 4 p.m. speed limit is 25 miles an hour, you know, for a school zone. Otherwise, it's, you know, 35, 40 miles an hour or whatnot. So definitely, definitely, definitely be aware of the speed limits in school zones. And then also, please be alert for kids, especially in the morning and the afternoon. You think about in the morning, you know, on a foggy morning, like I said, or a misty morning, rainy morning where it may be difficult to see. Just be extra cautious around areas where there may be kids waiting for the school, school bus, or walking to school, walking home from school. Kid could dart out, sees their friend across the street, not even thinking. All they're thinking about is seeing their friend. They're not looking at traffic or anything like that. So you need to be extra, extra vigilant around schools, especially when it comes to kids just running out in the middle of the road, for sure. You want to keep those kids safe above all else, and then keep yourself safe as well. So, again, go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side of the landing page is the link to Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. Bring you to the article for today. If you're listening to this later, easy enough. You just go up in the right corner in the search bar, type in school bus safety, and it will bring you to the blog post for this podcast. And you can click through to the link at safekids.org for the full article where they have a few more tips in keeping you, your kids safe while waiting for the school bus, and also you as a driver of a vehicle when you're out and about during the school year, to be careful to keep yourself and keep the kids safe as well. So I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send an email, too, you can do that. It's Marcilia and ins@gmail.com. That's marcilja@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.